Jeez, Anne, it's worse than I thought.
Careful. Don't knock over that stack of magazines. It'll start an avalanche.
I used to think executor was such a classy word. I did not know that what it really means is you have to clean up 10 tons of junk when your hoarder mother dies.
I can't believe she lived like this. Where did she sleep?
Can we just hire a bulldozer?
Tempted. Trust me. But at the funeral, Aunt Bonnie pulled me aside.
Annie, you listen to me. Your mom has about $35,000 in cash in that house. And some art, little figurines worth a fortune.
I'm guessing the treasure will be a stash of S&H green stamps. I say we root around until noon. If we don't find anything, we call it quits and send for the professionals.
Deal. I'll start with these old phone books and this fine collection of empty tab cans and... Oh, fuck!
What? What did you find?
A hand.
A hand? Like a human hand?
Yeah. Oh, wait! It gets better. It's holding a note.
Let me see. Oh, jeez. This is Mom's handwriting.
What's it say?
Carol, Anne, if you're reading this, I'm dead. You're probably wondering whose hand this is.
Yeah, I'm a little curious.
Not what one expects to find lying around.
If I told you the story, my whole journey from start to finish, you wouldn't believe me. You gotta find out yourself. But here's a clue to rev up your engines. This is your father's hand. The dad you knew, wonderful guy, a real mensch, but did not contribute his genes to your DNA. DNA, DNA, DNA.
Whoa. Where do we start?
How about with that class ring the hand is wearing? What's it say?
August Mobius High, Looperville, class of 77.
I bet they've got yearbooks.
Well, high school libraries haven't changed much since we were in school.
Shh. Sorry. Yes. That's kind of odd.
What do you mean?
Look, that map still has the Soviet Union. There's a telephone book. And weirdest of all is what's missing. Not a computer in sight.
Hello. Look at you. Are you two sisters?
Yes, identical twins, in fact.
I'm the high school librarian, which you might assume is not that interesting, but I could tell you stories.
I'm sure you could. We wanted to see if you kept yearbooks.
Oh, we do indeed. What year?
1977.
That's my year. May I ask why you want the book?
Well, our mother died last week and left us a note explaining our dad wasn't our biological father.
And she left us a clue that led us here. A class ring.
Your mother was Margaret Gravitas!
Shh!
Sorry. You have her clavicle. Stormy waters lay between us. It's a miracle blood was never spilt. But unless we find out that time itself is an illusion, the past is the past, and I shan't hold your mother's sins against you.
The yearbook?
Not even quite sure what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, as sure as shine on Harvest Moon, you won't be finding your father in those pages.
What?
Funny thing about the class of 77... By chance alone, it was comprised of 70 girls and 7 boys.
So it's one of those 7 boys. That makes it easy.
By another unlikely coincidence, all 7 of the lads had attached earlobes.
Where are you going with this book, lady?
Your mother, Margaret Gravitas, also had attached earlobes. A recessive genetic trait. But look at you, you twins. You both have detached lobes. None of those 7 gents in question could be your father.
But the ring.
Oh, let me see this ring.
Here.
Oh. When you ask about a ring, you don't expect the whole hand.
Sorry. That was unnecessarily dramatic.
Perhaps, but very effective. Oh, look at that. The stone is topaz. Our school stone is garnet.
So, wrong school?
Well, yes and no. It's a ring from the alternate Mobius High School.
Alternate, like Montessori High School?
Or? No, as an alternate universe. We're built on a fissure in the fabric of the multiverse. A crack between worlds. Everything and everyone has a counterpart. It's entirely possible your mother was involved with someone from the alternate school. That's trashy. Ooh, I have a newfound respect for her.
Do you have a yearbook for the alternate universe?
Of course not. That would be far, far too dangerous. If a yearbook of ours came into contact with a yearbook of theirs, they would annihilate each other and cause a huge destructive release of energy.
Shh. Sorry.
Your only course of action is to travel there interdimensionally. Take this. It's sort of a quantum hall pass.
I'm sorry, a what?
Take it and find Emil.
Emil? Huh. Well, that was... where are we?
This must be the alternate Mobius High School.
Oh, look at that poster. Class of 1977 prom.
My STEM-focused education is letting me down.
Ah, there you are, right on time. I've been waiting negative 42 years for the daughters of Margaret Gravitas to show up to complete the loop. I was here at the moment of your relativity-defying conception.
And you are?
Mr. Bunsen, the science teacher. Oh, and PE as well.
You said you've been waiting for us?
On prom night 1977. Your mother sneaks over to this universe to buy beer. There's a lower drinking age. She chances to run into Emil Swizzle, captain of the intramural quilting team.
Quilting team?
We're very into crafts here at the alternate Mobius High.
Hey, haven't seen you around here before.
There's a very technical reason for that. Light here travels too fast.
Can I show you my churn dash?
Under the slow light of the moon, a baby was conceived.
Baby singular?
But what about...
When a person and an alternate person conceive, that offspring straddles the line between states of matter. Its very existence could cause a huge destructive release of energy. So... I worked with the 4-H sponsor, Mrs. Shalek.
Bunsen!
Yes, Shalek?
To save everyone involved, we have to create a parallax pregnancy. Split the baby into two mirror embryos.
But that's never been done before!
Don't you freaking chicken out on me now!
So, Anne and I were...
We used to be one person?
No, you still are! And because we are here decades in the past, I think I can safely integrate you.
What?
No!
Mr. Bunsen? Where did he go? I'm not twins anymore. I'm not Carol and Anne. I'm Carol Ann. Holy Gorgonzola.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay? You seem a little out of sorts.
I'm kind of having an identity crisis, but also maybe a paradigm shift.
Sort of one of those nights where things happen suddenly?
Yeah.
Well, in keeping with that, you want to go to prom with me?
When's prom?
In about 5 minutes. I'm Miles.
Carol Ann. It's so funny. Not an hour ago, I was twin middle-aged sisters cleaning up our dead mother's hoarder house. And it was 2019.
Can I take that as a yes?
Oh my God. What is that sound?
That's Journey.
They don't have that where I'm from. It's like magic. It's awakening in me. Look, is there like a janitor's closet we can go to where we can still hear this jitney?
Journey.
Journey. Come on, wow, come on.
Okay. Incredible. I like you, new girl. You have beautiful collarbones.
And you have beautiful hands. Oh my God. Let me see your hand. No. Oh no, wait. You said your name was Miles.
Yeah, well, that's what they call me. I'm from Toronto. My real name is Emil.
Oh my God, I gotta get out of here.
Carol Ann! There you are!
Oh my God! I just had sex in a janitor's closet with my future father! Oh my God, what time is it?
It's about 8:10.
Oh no! I've missed my period! I'm pregnant! Can it get weirder?
Yes, it can! Remember when the librarian in the other universe said...
Everyone has a counterpart!
Well, in an unusual and unexpected turn of events, your mother's counterpart was a boy named Emil who had detached earlobes.
My mother came here and got herself pregnant?
A gutsy move on your part.
My part? I thought we were talking about my mother. Oh my God, you don't mean...
Yes, you loop back in time and become your mother.
No!
And later in life, you become the librarian. And Emil grows up to be a science teacher who is me, but also you, since your mother is Emil and you are your mother!
It just goes on like this for...
Forever! The time loop is unbreakable. There's no way to generate enough energy to reverse the equation.
Wait, do you have a yearbook?
Yes, I have Emil's. I was just about to sign it to one of my brightest students, Emil. Stay cool and have a great summer.
Snatch.
Give that back.
It's time to end this madness.
I can't let you leave this universe with that book.
Yeah, except I still have the hall pass.
No!
Well, well, well. I knew you'd come crawling back. Messing with the space-time continuum isn't exactly the easier you thought it would be, is it? Margaret Gravitas ruined me, and now I shall have my revenge!
I need that yearbook.
Oh, I give up. Here, take it.
Okay, let's see. Emil. Aha! Emil Swizzle lost his hand to a table saw during wood shop right here at August Mobius High. If I bring the two yearbooks together, that'll destroy the saw. And if Emil never loses his hand, this whole day will be reset. And if that happens, all of this will be reversed. The time loop will be broken.
Oh, I like you better as twins.
Here goes nothing.
Oh, geez, Andy, it's worse than I thought.
Careful, Carl. Don't knock over that stack of magazines. It'll start an avalanche.
You know, I used to think executor was such a classy word. I did not know that what it really means is you have to clean up tens of tons of junk when your hoarder mother dies.
I can't believe she lived like this. Where did she sleep?
Holy shit.
You find something?
Yeah! $35,000 in cash!